get even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we're back now in the second hour of the program tonight, and we're really getting a sort of a perception here and giving our own views, and we'd like to have yours as well if you'd like to join in, talking about the Tuesday primaries in America in these key states and the trend that we're seeing. We are definitely seeing these trends take place, but I don't like to read too much into them, and I'm sure that most of you don't as well, because time will tell exactly what does happen between now and then, as well as the fact that we have virtually no idea what may befall us at any time in this country with these false flag attacks and economic depressions and all of a sudden stock market swings and crashes and all of that going on. But right now we're talking about an aspect of that that is of interest to I think many people listening, and that's the pension systems. The public pensions as well as the private pensions. And I guess this is a field that you have some insight into yourself, Art, don't you?
Yes, I've seen firsthand how they've been mismanaged. Another example of a pension fund, if you have investments with Vanguard in recent years, they brought in, again, Accenture to manage all the IT services. And apparently some of the executive managers have been investigated for improper management of these pension funds. A nice thing about bringing in a company like Accenture for them is it basically allows them to commit the fraud and blame an IT services company that mismanaged things while they really were just a proxy for what management wanted to do anyhow. Another major contract that Accenture has with is none other than DuPont. At DuPont, they basically destroyed a minimum of 25,000 jobs using Accenture with their outsourced labor to replace the American workers. That goes back a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And DuPont's another major company that has strong influence of organized crime in it. There was a Charlie Rose interview with Edgar Brofman Jr., and he basically stated he was pulling in $1 billion a day from the revenue of DuPont. Now, $1 billion a day literally means in 3 years that they made $1 trillion out of just one company. And that's what they did. They outsourced all the jobs, you know, turned it into a cash cow, and ruined the economy of Delaware. That insult to injury, when we had all these bailouts, you had the companies like J.P. Morgan, Citibank, you know, the other guys down there, they're destroying roughly, as we're talking right now, over an 18-month period, and we're about 10 months into this 18-month period, they're destroying at least another 50,000 jobs using Indian labor and outsourcing the jobs out of this country. So our bailout money was used to put, you know, at least 50,000 more workers in the state of Delaware down the tubes. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear Joe Biden talk about that at all, he's just, you know, he's just happier than he can be. Historically, DuPont's got some very interesting records on how organized crime got into it. Mm-hmm. Organized crime came into DuPont when they had the merger of Marathon Oil. Marathon Oil was owned by none other than Max Fisher, the founder of the Republican Jewish Coalition, the guy who owned United Fruit, and you can trace that back to the Bay of Pigs affair and the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, yeah, sure. To the 50s, actually, heavily in the 50s.
Yeah. And he was the power broker for Jerry Ford. Mm-hmm. And you also, in the last month of the election for Obama, you saw the Republican Jewish Coalition, which really is a proxy for Max Fisher. He died in 2000, but that part of the Chicago syndicate was really heavily going against Obama in the last month of his election.
All right. Very interesting statistics, folks. And I see that some are on the line now. We will get to you on the line. We'll take your calls coming up in the next segment of the program, Rick Adams, Uncensored, right here on republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, folks, we're back again talking about a number of issues that are pertinent to the state of America today and the election process that we are going through in this year, 2010. And we do have some questions or comments from some of the callers. You may join in on this discussion with our guest Art in Philly at 800-313-9443. Toll free 800-313-9443, and overseas calls are welcome as well. We have Joe in Texas up front. Hello there, Joe.
Hello, Rick and Art. How are you, sir?
Fine.
Good.
Thank you.
Yes, I just I wanted to just get Art's opinion, Rick, about I'm sure how the gold and silver markets are going to play into this thing, and it's good that we have I think it's good we got Rand in there in Kentucky, but I think we need a whole lot more, and I just wanted to hear Art's comments on that about, you know, the gold and silver and with the getting some more good people in there, man.
Well, I think you hit it on the nose there. We need to get more people in there, and people got to wake up and understand the political process. Plato said this years ago, 3,000 years ago. This is a consequence of indifference in political affairs by good citizens is to be ruled by evil, and that's what we have today. As far as gold, I would bet that we're going to see some major inflation. I've been looking at some contracts and contracts related to government bids. And apparently the vendors are looking at an inflation rate of 50% in labor rates over the next 5 years, just to let you know. And they're getting approved for it on some of the bids. So that indicates the government knows that they have in store that they're looking like for 2010, they're looking at inflation, labor inflation rates of about 3%. 2011, they're looking at rates of anywhere from 14 to 17%. The same for 2012, 2013, all the way up to 2016. So I would expect that you probably would easily see gold appreciate at least 15% a year, if not better, for the next 5 years as a result of all this printed money.
Well, do you think that it's going to get to the point, Art, where we're going to, I mean, I've been hearing everybody say that, like, it's going to get to the point where it's going to be, several other people talk about it being like a barter system. I mean, because of the cash, I mean, unless we come in with a new currency, a world currency type thing, and gold and silver are going to do that, I mean, do you foresee a lot of bartering going on? I mean, things like that.
I think locally that is a very good way to go. It bypasses the federal bank. It also makes it hard for them to determine how much tax liability you have with respect to that, but you should pay your taxes because they're going to come down on you with respect to that.
Right. I just did pay the taxes, and that's something else concerns me about what, you know, they're going to do. The other thing concerns me is that now I'm 100 miles from San Antonio, Texas, and now San Antonio is trying to take in refugees from Arizona now, and it kind of concerns me down here in Texas, mm-hmm. man, because it's, and we just, our state can't, you know, I'm looking at California and everything, yeah. and that, but I appreciate your comments, Art, and thank you. God bless you.
Well,
thank you,
Joe. By the way, Joe, I'm sure that you're still doing what you've been doing every weekend. And that Eagle Pass in particular.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot more, and I'm worried about what they're trying, what Obama's trying to do. What I saw today, man, on drive-by media, Fox News, mm-hmm. it just, you know, when I saw, you know, the big parade and the red coats and
yeah.
the whole hoopla for Calderon, it just
That's
really,
right.
really disturbed me.
Well, remember, George Bush did it every year, and we have these trilateral talks and these summits, Canada, Mexico, the United States, and so now Obama's in on it. After all, this has changed, isn't it?
Yeah, it has, and I'm just, I'm concerned, like Art and Rick, that you know, I mean, we're between a nail and a railroad tie, so to speak, where we go down on the weekends, as Rick knows, and
yes.
and it's just getting to where, like, you know, it's kind of like the first shot between the Continental Army and the British, kind of, but I hope it doesn't get to that point, and just trust God and believe that we can get some good people in there. And it's discouraging with the new Supreme Court judge they put in there, and I see them trying to come after the Second Amendment now even more with Sotomayor on there, and all we can do is just hold our breath, get on our knees and pray, man, and keep faith.
And pass the ammunition, as they say.
Yes, sir. Keep it dry.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Thank you,
yes,
and Godspeed to you. Amen. Here's a caller from Ireland I'd like to bring up. Brian, hello.
Hey, how are you?
All right, sir. How have you been?
Not today. Yeah, not too bad at all.
Good
you remember
to hear
I
from.
Called you there about a week ago or so? And
yeah.
I had a trilateral
yeah.
commission.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you for calling again. It's good to hear from
not
you
a
again.
Problem.
What's going yeah. on where you come from now in the neck of the woods?
Well, a few developments, actually, from what happened that weekend.
Yes.
I remember reading in one of the newspapers that on the Monday after the trilateral commission ended, the meeting ended, an Israeli minister stated that Israel was now on a war footing with Iran. And I also recall about 2 weeks before that, watching Press TV, which is the Iranian news channel, the worldwide channel they have, the satellite
yeah.
channel.
Yes.
And they were doing, they showed that the Israeli, the Iranian Navy were doing big maneuvers in the Persian Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And now, with the Bilderberg Group coming, meeting in a couple of weeks' time in Spain, I'm kind of putting two and two together here. And, you know, we've got a big economic war going on. And they're probably looking at, you know, the Bilderbergers and the globalists are kind of looking at, you know, this isn't working because, you know, the Greeks don't like what's happening. We're having mm-hmm. huge problems here in our country as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Spanish are having big problems. Like, Europe's in a mess at the moment.
Yeah.
Like
the
everywhere
same people,
else,
too. The same crowd and, brought you there.
And I'm just wondering, is that plan B now to maybe start a war in Iran? I think is that the next move with these guys?
Well, you know, you hear one side and you hear another side. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't like to guess. I don't like to make predictions because it's very, very shallow and very dangerous waters that you tread on. So it could go either way. My own thoughts are that at this particular time, it wouldn't help them. It would hurt them more, and it would sink the ship too fast to start a war at this particular time. Although they have been talking about June as being the month that Israel wanted to start the next war and get the United States in on it to do its dirty work, that may be very well possible. But as it stands right now, I'm inclined to think not. I'm inclined to think that right now the worst possible timing could be another war at this time, and it would have such ramifications and such disastrous consequences for them as well as us that I just don't think that it's something they're going to pursue at this particular time. How do you feel about this, Art? What are your thoughts?
I would hope that you're right. The Likud party and is certainly can be very extreme, okay? Sometimes I'm not sure they're thinking that clearly. You would hope that they don't do something radical like this. But they are very arrogant. The interesting thing is if they don't have the support of America behind them, there's a real possibility that if they do start something like this, you've heard, the military in America say if you do start something like this, that, the American military could turn against them if we're doing something that crazy. And that would be an interesting outcome. The other thing is there's over 100,000 what they call supersonic cruise missiles there, what they call the, what do they call those things, the Sunburns that Russia built, and also they're being built in India now. Those things move, you know, 3 to 4 times faster than a bullet. And, there's a real danger if it did break out that, I mean, they could sink the Navy out there. I mean, they could supersaturate. We got defense systems, and I'm not sure they could compensate being oversaturated with, you know, 100,000 missiles coming at them at, 3,000 miles an hour. I think it's a real risk to our Navy, for one thing, and it's a real risk to Israel. You know, they may have nuclear weapons, but I don't think they could stop that much, that many missiles coming at them that fast. So, you know, that's what people don't realize is how heavily armed that whole Mediterranean area is against Israel and against their Navy, for that matter. So it's very precarious.
Yeah, it is, and it's anybody's guess at this point in time what they can do and cannot do. But I think the fear factor and the threat factor is enough to keep the system going, because monetarily, those are the issues that drive this whole thing, is the oil industry, the oil prices, and keeping this system going to rack in as much wealth as these international financiers can get. Right now, a war would not fit into their plans very well, I don't think. But then again, we can't say for sure. All right, we'll take a break. And Brian, if you want to stay on the line, you may, but we got to take a commercial break to support Republic Broadcasting Network. Please remember the pledge drive. Rick Adams, be right back.
This This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we have our guest Art here, and I think we still have Brian from Ireland. Are you still there, Brian?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, did you want to amplify on your thoughts or add to the exchanges we've already had on the possibility of war coming up?
Okay, just on the Trilateral Commission, we have a group here, We Are Change Ireland.
Yes, yes.
A couple of guys infiltrated the meeting, and they got in, and they called the students.
Yes.
And they got talking to a very high-ranking Russian diplomat, who basically told them that their aim is a global currency and a one-world government.
Right, right. That's been talked about.
And he said that Iran was the only country that stood in its way. Now, when I read that, I thought, hang on a minute, I thought Russia and Iran were basically on the same side here, but seemingly not.
Well, I think it's all a ruse. My own opinion is that we've been seeing this sort of geopolitical dance going on for years. And when you come right down to it, it's part of the dialectic. It's part of the dialectic. You know, we hear about Russia being allied with Iran, China, communist China being allied with Iran because of their economic interests. But when you really come right down to it, these moves are subject to such change overnight that, you know, it would make your head spin if you think they're going to be staying in the same positions, and that those positions our permanent positions. Because, you know, when the time came to go to war against Iraq, how the powers that be brought forth all of the forces, the so-called allies to bear on the world and basically shut up the opposition worldwide to war on Iraq. So when the time comes that Iran must submit, and then they will do the same thing regardless of what the people or other governments think, and it'll happen. I mean, it'll happen if they want it to happen. It's just a matter of when. I think that's the question, right?
Yeah.
So
they
kind
of watch the space, I think, and see what happens.
Right, exactly, Brian. But I'm glad that you managed to infiltrate and you've managed to do some good works there in your neck of the woods, as we say. And there's a lot of uniting opposition worldwide through these programs
absolutely.
New world order.
Yeah, it's you know, we can see every day our freedoms are taken away from us, our liberties, everything that we stand for has just been taken away.
Precisely. All in the name of fighting terror. Always fear is the issue. Fear is what has been justified and used to bring about the people's surrender of their liberties. You're right.
Yeah.
So you're
going to just tell you another story, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead. We got just a few moments here. Go ahead.
Yesterday was, my wife died 2 years ago yesterday. And last year, just a couple of days before the first anniversary, I kind of had an experience, if you want to call it that. She basically came to me, not in a vision or a dream, but she was there. And I got three messages from her. She basically said that she's having a great time where she is. Don't be worrying about her at all. She's fine. The second thing she said was that she's looking out for me. And the third thing she said was, whatever you do, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of anything, because that's our worst enemy, is fear, as you said, is fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that gave me so much strength and hope. Mm. And I can see, I've moved out of the box. You know, I've got out of the box,
good.
And I can see now what's
happening. That's a positive. That's very good.
And I think if everybody just gets out of the box, because it's a lot better out there than it is inside it, I tell you.
Well, absolutely. And if the people themselves who know the scriptures, they know the prophecies, they know that the ones who really need to fear are the evildoers that are plotting all of these satanic wars and rituals that we've been seeing in history. So they need not fear, and you need not fear, and that's very true. Yeah. And you keep your chin up there, and you continue doing what you're doing. Keep the
absolutely.
Faith, Brian. Thank you.
That's it. Keep the faith, and we'll
thank
be okay.
You.
You know, we'll get through all this.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Godspeed to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Brian. All right. You know, before we take a break, I might mention, and we will come back with more calls, but we did get a few emails, too, that may be a little bit disquieting to some of what we've been saying. One of the emails comes to us from a listener who said that Rand Paul was quoted on Fox today, Fox News, that he is for some sanctions against Iran, and also Iran presents a threat. What does your guest think of this? If this is the case, have you heard this, Art?
I have not heard it, but given the fact that you have a former AIPAC guy named Wolf Blitzer running Fox, you know, it's hard to tell what really happened until you get the facts straight there. I mean, I would be suspect of it, given Ron Paul's position.
Also, you know, again, he's not elected yet, and a lot of these guys say things for media bites. They say them for consumption, and they are misquoted sometimes, or they are taken out of context. So, again, like you say, let's be a little cautious, but at the same time, let us not entertain any delusions about the fact that we're dealing with human beings here and not God. All right, we're not dealing with gods, folks. Okay, we'll come right back with Art in Philly in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial, plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Hey, we're back now, and we do have a number of callers that would like to speak to Art. I don't know this question that was emailed into me. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but the question is Deloitte also mob infested? Do you understand?
They're talking about the one of the big accounting firms, Deloitte and Touche.
Oh, okay. All right. I wasn't sure.
I have suspicions of that because they seem to go hand in hand. There's a website called H1B Visa Sucks.com that talks about it. It was written up by Common Cause that Deloitte was one of the major organizations involved with this outsourcing of jobs. They're a major organization working throughout federal and state contracts involved with outsourcing, not using American labor. So they fit the profile of a company that acts like it, but I'm not that close to it to give you an answer one way or the other. They certainly have some ethical issues in the way they do business. There's no doubt about that for seeing how they work.
Okay, all right. So let's take some more calls while we're here. We do have callers on the line right now, and we have Winston in Pennsylvania. Hello, Winston.
Yes, hello. Pleasure's mine. Point I'd like to make is it seems to me that 90 cents on every dollar that we spend in this country pays for our foreign policy agenda, both past and present. It pays for man, material, R&D, things like Manhattan Project, development of the transistor. It covers things such as the Marshall Plan, special interest groups. Of course, the defeat of the Japanese, which enabled the rise of the various nations of Asia. And an observation that I've made, and I'll take your responses offline, is that the replacement workers in India and China have similar amenities. This is things like water, electric, cop on the corner, medical facilities, these types of things, as we do. But, of course, their cost of living is one-tenth of what it is here in this country. And because we've had to pay for the primary development of these, the R&D projects and so on, they have, of course, the advantage of the latecomer. They don't have to develop the, you know, they basically get 21st century essentially given to them. And another point is many of the people that are educated, that are taking the jobs, their education is paid for by our trade deficit. And this is especially true in China. You, of course, have somewhere thereabouts a $30 billion trade deficit. And, of course, in India, you have I think it's close to $100 billion trade deficit in services. That's
yes.
The big one for India, is services.
Right.
In China,
right.
It's goods. In India, it's services. Mm-hmm. So, I'm you know, to me, that seems like the 1,000-pound gorilla in this room. This is why the jobs go. This is not anything to do with comparative advantage. This is entirely a scam. This is absolute advantage wielded by the bankers, if you like. So I'd be interested in getting your opinions on these.
Okay, yes, and that's exactly what we've asked for. Art, do you have any comeback, any response to what he's just said, Winston?
Actually, I would agree with him with his analysis of what's going on there. As an example, we have Nancy Pelosi, whose husband is a major, runs a major concern that goes throughout the Midwest looking for a manufacturing industry he can outsource to China. Nancy Pelosi's father, Lou D'Alessandro, was a major ally of Lucky Luciano. And, you know, we got a mafia princess there getting rich to the demise of destroying the manufacturing industry in middle America. We have the government of India, as written up in Scientific American a couple years ago, says that we want to become the leader in high technology. And we got companies like Microsoft, which is nothing but a front for organized crime, if you look at it real close, the leadership at the top. I mean, it's tied in with the board of directors of Accenture, is none other than Steve Ballmer from Microsoft. Microsoft is tied in with MGM, Universal Studios, which is owned by the Brothman Syndicate. And that's the major vector through Microsoft and its sphere of influence, which is pushing all the high technology over to India. So they get a competitive advantage in America to displace American high technology workers so they can get very rich in the process. They're also introducing communism into this country, and they're radical ideas at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate they didn't break up Microsoft. It was sorely needed, and it's sorely needed now. I mean, if you want to know who's one of the major, reasons why this country's going down the tube, look no closer than that company.
Mm-hmm. True, very true. Well, I want to thank you for the call, my friend. Thank you very much, Winston, for your points that you brought up. They are certainly well taken. I want to move on, though, to Keith now in Indiana. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Doc. To appreciate all your information about Annenberg and so forth, Brontman, but You know, I don't know. I wrote down so many notes, I don't know where to start. But, yeah, Enron, that's a huge scandal, a lot of money. You know, Watergate, that cost a lot of money to prosecute it, but it wasn't prosecuted, the special prosecutor. Every defense contractor's had a scandal. Raytheon had a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
BCCI, Bank of Commerce and Credit International.
Yeah.
Bank of America, the CIA bank. Iran-Contra. And then there's that idiot, Chevette Goy Nixon, who's so naive, he has no idea how he's even being handled. Mm-hmm. And then you got G. Gordon Liddy, who's part of it, who has a big radio show. Yeah, he goes to the country club prison, just like Madoff does. I don't even know if Madoff's still in prison. He may be in Israel, for all I know. He gets off every weekend. Well, what happens? He goes in and says, oh, it's a fraud. So guess what happens? We, the taxpayer, have to bail out all the, quote, Jewish companies in the Wiesenthal for not only their investment, but the profits they were promised on their investments. Oh, wonderful. Scandal after scandal. Now, why in the world do they believe Ron and Rand Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Let me sum it up for you a little bit. This guy, Ron Paul, who's a Mason, both for most favored nation status for China, is in favor of legalizing the illegal immigrants, supports this Canaanite, oh, quote, Jew, Mises Institute with Murray Rothbard, another Jew, and they know damn well they've had the gold for 300 years, and all of it for 150. Yes, in theory, it's right. It should be on precious metals. It should have intrinsic value. It should be gold and silver. But they have it all.
They own it.
That's right. That's why they're doing it. And they're going to make it illegal to hoard gold again and food, everything else. There isn't a single white person in this world who isn't going to be a criminal in about 12 months, I think.
You think so? Yeah.
Maybe 18. Let's, you know, forget this, Nash. Forget these people you think are good because they say good things. You know, Churchill said good things.
Oh,
FDR said good things. Lincoln said good things. But they are all evil. And they're all Canaanite, and so is Stalin. And no, the Jews didn't hate Stalin. Stalin was a Jew. Jukashvili. Okay? So was Churchill. So was Rosenfeld, part of the Rosencampo family. The problem is they conquered completely Spain and Portugal and England 400 years ago. 500 for Portugal, Spain. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They corrupted the royal seed line of David in Germany.
That's
they
right, in Germany. Yeah.
You know, this is about the Bible. This is about the seed of Israel, the holy seed. That would be you or the white race. There isn't a single Jew on this earth except the few where they adopt them into their families, which is a very few. They're all Canaanite. They're all hated by God, and they have no hope and no chance of repentance. And God told them right to their face, my word hath no place in you. You have your father the devil. The lust of your father you will do.
That's right.
What they're doing. Now they got this Gulf oil thing. I mean, if anybody thinks that's an accident, yeah.
Yeah, well, we don't. I don't, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, there's just so many things. I mean, you know, look at the savings and loan scandal. And who made tens of millions of dollars? Oh, Neil Bush. And what about the other son, Marvin, nobody ever heard of? Oh, yeah, he's head of security, the World Trade Center. Oh, yeah, until September 10th, 2001. And then they switched in that FBI whistleblower, and he died in the explosion. Mitch McConnell, there's a piece of work. I was living in, you know, and one of these guys that I argue with all the time, Mark Glenn, he has no understanding of the Word of God whatsoever. I was part of a patriot group, and they went in and talked to him when he was a congressman. Sat down for an hour and a half and explained the history of the income tax. He stood up at the end and said, gentlemen, I thank you for your information, but I'm not interested. Even if what you're saying is true, I would have no interest.
Who was that? Who was that said that?
Mitch McConnell.
Oh, Mitch McConnell. Mm-hmm.
Yes, just don't fall for this Rand Paul, Ron Paul, and all this garbage.
Well, that's exactly what I started out saying as you were listening to me in the beginning, Keith. I did say that a lot of people are placing their false hopes on politicians and throwing out the bad ones and replacing them with the so-called good ones. They're going to find out the whole system is corrupt and the system is irreparable. cannot be repaired. The whole
right.
system itself. And well, when you join it, you become part of it. You know?
Well, watch when a whole bunch of them start getting out of the Congress and the Senate and start moving to Israel. Then you'll know they're going to pull the plug.
Yeah.
You know, they said in silent weapons for quiet
wars.
They
won't be safe there, that's for sure, on Judgment Day.
Yeah, well, you know, that's it. You know, all those who hurt the earth, I mean, there's going to be perfect judgment meted out.
Yes.
But people cannot understand that these people are the literal seed of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
They're the seed of the serpent.
I think we can see that here on the program, though. I think
I know you can, but there aren't too many on Patriot Radio in general who understand that.
No, they don't. They're fighting a worldly battle with toothpicks against the spiritual wickedness in high places, you know. And I think you hit the nail on the head, Keith, as you usually do.
Well, all right, but appreciate your work, Art. Good to talk to you, Rick.
You did a great job, Keith.
Take care.
All right, thank you. By the way, Keith, are you working yet?
No, I did. I got a little bit for a little while, but it didn't last. But, it doesn't matter. I probably have enough to get by till they kill me.
Well, the Lord will provide until the end, right?
Read Isaiah 57.
You're not going to have much, but you're going to have the most important things, the spiritual wealth.
Well,
the biblical.
I want to inherit. You know, I want the promises. And
yes.
God said, you can do that if you hear my law and obey it. That's what
right.
I said. That's simple. So,
right.
God bless you. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Keith. Let's talk to Lark in Texas now. Here's another stalwart. Here he comes. Lark, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Nice
All
to,
right. Good.
Nice
Long time don't hear from you either.
Well, I keep listening every night, and I'm particularly glad that you've got Art on tonight.
Yes.
I wanted to ask Art just a question or two, if I could, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, of course it is.
I wonder, Art, have you done any research into the link of organized crime to the Commodities Future Exchange and or to the more recently created Chicago Climate Exchange?
You may be more of an expert in that area than I am. I've read some articles on it, but I'm not any way, shape, or form an expert in that area of organized crime. I mean, it's all over the country. It's all the way down to our school boards, up to the president, and every place in between. So I did not research that area. If you have some comments in those areas, I'd like to hear it.
Well, I have to be reminded about the Bolsheviks and the starving of so many poor souls during the communist revolution,
mm-hmm.
Particularly in the Ukraine, which was the breadbasket
right.
of that part of the world. And then when I take note of this this oil volcano and what that could do to the Gulf Coast, which, of course, affects me in Texas, I have to think that, I've known for years that they're poisoning us, and I also have known for years that the entire allopathic medical monopoly in this country is trying to murder us. But I'm also now starting to feel like they're trying to starve us. And I just, as far as I'm concerned, the system is so corrupt, the only way that we're going to even begin to break free and is to give up the use of the paper money. And until we can form trading blocks amongst ourselves for those things that actually matter, then it's really going to be hard to beat this quite pervasive criminality throughout the government. I mean, the government is just buying people left and right. And Elena Kagan, if she gets on the court, which she probably will, you can bet that anybody that supports her, whether Republican or Democrat, is a traitor. In fact, I rather think probably about 90% of our Congress are traitors.
Can you make it a little higher than that?
Yeah, could go a little higher. Rand Paul, by the way, for whatever it's worth, I mean, he sucked up to Israel earlier on. That's the only reason he got any positive press.
Well, that's part of the, again, you have to compromise to get somewhere, and if you do that, then what good are you? You know, you have to, how many other compromises will you make, you see?
Yeah, Ron Paul has been supporting DuPont for many years. I mean, it's, I don't know if anybody knows it, but in his district is...
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's but, also some
look, politics is the art of compromise. That's why I'm not a politician.
Well, I mean, I'm wondering if it's even worth our time to vote. And that's maybe what I want to hear Art comment upon.
All right. Well, we'll come back and let him answer that, and then I'll see if I can squeeze in another call, okay? Thank you for your call, Locke. Appreciate it. All right. Art, you can answer that one when we return. Rick Adams, Uncensored, on Republic Broadcasting Network. Continue to support RBN with your supporting gifts.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Okay, we're back now, and I think Lark is gone, but Lark asked that question about whether or not we do have an actual choice in voting and whether anything can be changed by that. And I know that's a rhetorical question. It's a tough one. And what is your response?
I would say we do have a choice, and we have quite a few choices. They don't have absolute control, because you saw Ron Paul got elected. We saw Sestak got in there. So we do have influence, all right? It takes an overwhelming amount of influence to do it, so we can make changes. I believe in what Thomas Paine said. He says a patriot must defend his country against his government. And what are we doing this for? We're doing this for the next generation. Do we want our kids and the next generation living in tyranny? As far as I know, not only no, but hell no. And for me, that means basically we got to send these bastards, excuse the French, we got to send these guys to hell, because that's where they're sending us.
And all right, now let's say that, just quickly for the moment of argument, let's say that that no more compromises from Ron Paul, Rand Paul, or whoever it might be in there that we get in there. These people that are in control, these types that we've talked about, they're not going to just say, okay, I think we'll go home, pack our bags, and just let them take their country back. Obviously,
no.
They're not going to do that, right?
No, not in the least. You're right. You're 100% right. I mean, mm-hmm. You're up there with Buddy Ciani. I mean, what's happening in Providence? Has his influence left the city, or is he still around there? It's going to take.
He's still running the city from a microphone, talk radio. Yes.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's
right.
The name of the game. Yeah, Buddy Cianci. Right.
Right.
Well, anyway, that's my 2 cents worth, Lark. I'm talking to Lark now, but Lark makes some good points, and he is a great perceiver of this whole process of corruption that exists in the entire world, let alone politics. So I thank you, Lark, for your question, but I want to squeeze in one more call if we can for our guest Art, and that's Terry in Texas. Not much time, but Terry, hey, we got you in here.
Thank you. Hopefully I'll try to keep it very short. Keith seems very passionate. That's good. I would have to agree to him. If you start connecting these dots, the table they have set for us, the snare, the evil mm-hmm. they have set for us is mind-boggling, the kind
it
of
is.
Stuff that's coming down the pike. We are basically, these people are wolves in sheep clothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is so much, you know, I do so much research and all that stuff. I can't keep it straight. I will try to paraphrase, but you all were talking about the pensions. And maybe Art knows about this. Again, there's so much information in my brain, but amongst all the evil that's taking place and all the deception and everything, the boneheads that run one of the pension funds in Illinois, just before Lehman Brothers collapsed, they came up with a brilliant idea of, they were calculating, I think they were getting 8% return on their investments. So they went ahead and sold bonds at 6% to make another $60 million. I think there's like $3.2 billion.
Yeah.
Trillion.
Sure.
It was some
sure.
huge amount of money they sold. And now those are all belly up and, you know, gone and down in flames.
Bingo. Hey,
right.
Guess what, Terry? We're out of time, unfortunately.
All right.
But you got in, and I'm glad you made the point. Again, thanks for your support and your great comments. Art, it's just so fast tonight. It flew by. Thank you again.
Well, thank you, Rick, and I hope we made a change in this country for the better.
Well, we will find out. We'll keep talking about it, and we'll invite you back many times. Thank you again, Art. Okay,
have a good day,
hey, we're out of time, folks. So tomorrow night, Lord willing, we'll be back again with another excellent program. You join us. Support Republic. Stay tuned for Chris next. Rick Adams, good night.
Introducing the new